USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic head of the House Intelligence Panel says he's planning to subpoena Rudy Giuliani as the committee investigates the Trump-Ukraine controversy. Congressman Adam Schiff telling 60 Minutes on CBS that they need the evidence from President Trump's personal lawyer. Giuliani has been linked to efforts to press Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Giuliani told 60 Minutes yesterday he only did what he was asked to do.
I did not do this on my own. I did it at the request of the State Department, and I have all of the text messages to prove it, and I also have a thank you from them for doing a good job.
Iran's foreign minister warning the U.S. that it would not be able to finish a war with Iran during an interview with NBC News. Javad Zarif said U.S. intelligence agencies have launched a cyber war against Iran already, and this is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Reports are President Trump wants to sit down with the whistleblower who filed a complaint about a phone call he had with Ukraine's leader. On Twitter Sunday, the president said he deserves to meet his accuser. At the same time, Trump slammed the whistleblower for what he called a totally inaccurate and fraudulent representation of what he said was a perfectly normal conversation with a foreign leader. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he's heartbroken over the loss of an NYPD officer. Brian Mulkeen was shot and killed in the line of duty Sunday in the Bronx during a confrontation with a suspect who was also killed. Metallica frontman James Hetfield is in rehab. The band confirming the news about Hetfield in a statement on their website, announcing that they postponed an upcoming tour in Australia and New Zealand as a result. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
In part of the nation, it's feeling like an early winter, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Summer-like conditions have been lingering in parts of the United States, but the northern Rocky Mountains are getting a taste of winter already. Strong winds and heavy snow causing power outages and some road closures in northwestern Montana during the wintry storm that threatened to drop several feet of snow in some parts of the northern Rockies before the weekend was over. Emergency travel only was recommended in some sections along the eastern edge of the Rocky Mountain front. Following the storm, temperatures are expected to drop into the teens and 20s across much of western and central Montana overnight on Monday. The weekend storm system was also bringing some strong winds and some snow to the mountains of northern Washington and northern Idaho. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The new film from DreamWorks, Abominable, is tops at the box office this weekend with nearly $21 million in ticket sales. It's about a teenager in Shanghai who discovers a lost Yeti on the roof of her apartment building.
I don't know where you came from.
Come in!
He escaped.
I want my Yeti back!
She and her friends cross China to return the creature back home to the Himalayas. Downton Abbey came in second with $14 million. And the Jennifer Lopez movie called Hustlers came in third with $11 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.